Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in as well. If you are on my show page, go ahead and click on that icon that says follow this show get that set up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. I promote the show on Facebook. You can go into your Facebook account and type in The Frank Williams Show, and show page should come up there. Go ahead and friend the show. That way you'll become friends of the show and won't miss an episode there. Now, I do have an account on Twitter as well. You can you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I wanted to let you know, I recently got one of my sponsors had some armbands. I guess you can call them wristbands or whatever, made for my show. Now, I have a bunch of them to give away. So, if you guys see me somewhere or can send me a message or something, I can try to get you some armbands. I want to be able to get these out and get them out into your hands, and you can give them out to whomever you'd like. I know I got my yard guy that comes. We did a lot of stuff growing up together. Now he has a lawn care service, so I let him come to the house and do some yard work every now and then. I gave him a bunch of them to give out, and I got it seems like a million of them left. So I want to get those out to everybody. So if you want armbands, just let me know. Or when you see me, say, Frank, can I have an armband? Because I'm usually wearing a couple of them myself. Okay? So we'll get into that. But 818-301-5834. Now, I just found out this morning that I don't know, you know, I probably got some boxing fans out there, and I know the younger boxing fans don't know, but maybe they do, but the more my generation of boxing fans know who Ken Norton was. Now, Ken Norton was a heavyweight boxer, and he was heavyweight boxing champion for a short period of time, okay? But as I understand, even if you are a heavyweight champion for a short period of time, that period of time that you are a heavyweight champion usually, you know, brought in great money. So he made some good money when he was boxing and when he was, you know, in his profession. He also was in a couple of movies. He made some appearances on different sitcoms or shows or whatever. So he did well for himself. But he passed away this morning, or last night maybe. I'm not sure. I read that caption on ESPN's show page. But Ken Norton, former heavyweight champion of the world, died. He's gone on to the other side. Okay? So maybe just we'll keep his family in our prayers. It's so tough getting through this period of time. But the hardest thing that I found, you know, I know I'm not on the subject of today's show. I'll get into that in just a minute. But the hardest thing that I found when my mom passed in 2005, she was the greatest influence in my life. She was the one of the sweetest people you ever want to meet in your life. And you know, she raised four kids on her own and just a host of things. But the hardest thing for me to get past was right after she passed was the funeral. And then, you know, the cemetery and getting her in her final resting place and buried. Once that was over, then you can, you know, the healing process starts. But until that, until, you know, the body goes in the ground and you move and you drive on away to your, wherever you're going, go to eat or whatever, what they call it, repast or whatever. That's when the healing starts. So, you know, keep those guys in your prayers, okay? But anyway, here we go. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Let's get into it. Now, I said today that I was going to do a show on a recipe show. You know, I was going to give you guys a recipe. And I usually do it at least once a month, but I have not in, you know, a few months I have not been able to, or I've not taken the time to do a recipe show. But today I am. And today's show is called B.B. King's Barbecue Ribs. All right, B.B. King's Barbecue Ribs. I'm going to give you guys this recipe, and, you know, I'll give you a couple of minutes maybe to grab a pen and some paper so that you can write this down. But at the same time, I will be, I am going to put it on my blog, okay? I'm going to post it on my blog as well, and as soon as I can find my blog address, I'll give it to you guys. but it's, and let's see, here it is somewhere. It's called Funny Heads Blog. Okay, I know you guys laughing about this, but it's called Funny Heads Blog, and Funny Heads got it, has an S on it. Funny Heads Blog. Blogspot. .com, okay? Funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. All right? So that's I'll put the recipe up on there either right after the show or a little while later. It should be up there today, okay? If you guys want to go there and check it out and be able to get it from there if you can't write it down. I know a lot of you guys are traveling on the road and can't write. But here we go. Okay, B.B. King's barbecue ribs recipe. All right, now I have a plethora of recipes. It's a bit over 200 pages. I got everything from the Applebee's, bourbon steaks. I got, what's the name of that chicken place? Bojangles. I got the Bojangles biscuits recipe. I got so much. I got a whole book with all these different recipes in it. And this is one of them, the B.B. King's barbecue ribs. Okay, here are the ingredients. You're gonna need 2 pounds of pork loin ribs. Okay, and all that is just the regular ribs. These aren't baby backs. These just regular pork loin ribs. All right. The dry spice rub. And I'll give you the ingredients for the dry spice rub. You're going to also need 4 cups of canned tomato sauce. 4 cups canned tomato sauce. You're going to need a half a cup of diced tomatoes. Half a cup diced tomatoes. You're going to need a quarter cup firmly packed brown sugar. 1/4 cup firmly packed brown sugar. And, you know, all that is just the regular brown sugar. Just get it in a dry measurer and pack it in there to a quarter cup, okay? A quarter tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. Quarter tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. 2 tablespoons of dried onion. 1/4 cup of soy sauce. And 1/4 cup of water, okay? 2 pounds of pork, the dry rub sauce, the dry spice rub, I'll give you that in just a minute. 4 cups of canned tomato sauce, 1/2 cup diced tomato, 1/4 cup brown sugar, 1/4 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. Now, 1/4 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. That's not much, okay? It's not a tablespoon, it's 1/4 of a tablespoon, so that's not much. And then you got 2 tablespoons of dried onion, 1/4 cup of soy sauce, 1/4 cup of water. Now, he's also saying that coleslaw and grilled corn on the cob as accompaniments. So you can figure out your own coleslaw and that grilled corn. Maybe one day I'll tell you guys how to do the, I do a corn on the cob on the grill. I keep it in this, in a shuck. You know how you buy corn in a shuck, okay? And the shuck, if you guys don't know, the shuck is the stuff that you peel off to get to the corn, okay? It's like pulling it off the vine, and now you've got the corn in a shuck. That's what protects it. Okay, so what I do is I pull the shucks down. I don't pull them off. I just pull them down, like, you know, and then I don't take the silk out of it. I peel it down, and do I peel it down? Man, I'm all confused. Anyway, I don't take the shuck off. I keep it on, and I put it in salt and sugar water, okay? I put it in a pan, and I sprinkle salt and sugar all over the corn. And then I put enough water in it to cover the corn, and I let that sit for 2 hours, okay? And what's funny about it is the salt and the sugar and all, it soaks into the corn, and then you take it from there, and you let it drip, and you put it on the grill. Just like that. You put it on the grill, and you turn it every few minutes to keep it from burning on one side. But the shuck protects the corn and keeps it from burning. And it is absolutely the best corn on the cob that you can have, because it's sweet, and it's real good because all that sugar, the sugar and the salt and all, has gone into corn. So you can have coleslaw and grilled corn on the cob as accompaniment. Now, the rub the ribs well with some of the dry spice rub and refrigerate it covered for 4 to 6 hours. Here's the dry spice rub recipe. You ready? 1 cup of chili powder. That's a lot of chili powder. 1 tablespoon of garlic granules. One teaspoon of onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon cumin, how do you pronounce that, but C-U-M-I-N, cumin, cumin, 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, and 2 tablespoons of seasoned salt, okay? So you're going to mix that dry spice rub together, and then you're going to rub your ribs with some of it and refrigerate covered for 4 to 6 hours. And then in a saucepan, you're going to combine the tomato sauce, tomato, sugar, Worcestershire sauce, onion, soy sauce, water, and a half a cup of the dry spice rub, and cook over very low heat for 3 hours. Okay, so you're gonna take this sauce, mix a little bit of the dry rub with it, and you're gonna, you know, have it simmer for about 3 hours. I guess you please stir it a bit while you're doing that. That'll break up the brown sugar. And then now you're going to go outside and get your grill together. Preheat your grill or your smoker or whatever, till it gets hot, however you like it. And then you're going to pull your ribs out the refrigerator and cook. And you're going to, you know, I don't know if you have an open pit grill or you have a, you know, where you lift the lid up and down, but keep the lid down on it and cook them slow. This is 3 to 5 hours. Then you're going to brush the ribs with the sauce, okay, during the last minutes of cooking. Now, when I do my ribs, once I turn them that first time, and then I go back and turn them that second time, and I got a nice little cooking going on both sides of the ribs, then I'll start brushing my ribs with baste or whatever you want to call it, sauce or whatever. I don't wait till the end to do it. I start basting them right there. Once I turn them a couple of times and I see they're cooking good, then I start basting them, okay? You don't want to put them on the grill and then immediately start to baste them. That's not going to work. So you got to get them to start cooking and then you baste them. That way, and listen to what I'm saying, that way when you start to cook them and now the ribs are starting to cook from the outside in, right? So at the same time, it's pulling your baste from the outside in so that now you'll have a good taste, your ribs will have a good taste on them because they've got the base not just on the outside of it, but it's the base have gone in and cooked in just like the ribs are cooking. Okay, that makes sense to you? Anyway, that's exactly what we do. So that's a perfect recipe for ribs. Okay, so if you guys, like I said, if you guys didn't write down the recipe, you can go to my blog, funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com, and you can get the recipe. I'm going to have it up on there at least by tomorrow. By the time tomorrow's show airs, it should be up there, and you can go there and you can copy it or print it out or whatever you want to do. You can also comment on it. If you use this recipe and cook for your family or your friends or whatever, and it comes out well, don't call me and say, Frank, these ribs didn't come out good, man. I wasted, $25 on two slabs of ribs, and it was bad. Well, you know, you got to follow this recipe. If you follow the recipe, I mean, personally, I haven't had these B.B. King ribs, but it sounds like a very, very good recipe. These are also a lot of the ingredients that I use for my baby back ribs. And people out there that have tasted my baby back ribs, you know that I have award-winning ribs. I have won an award with my ribs. I was in a cook-off and won first place, okay? So, I can do the baby backs, and this sounds like a great recipe for the Ribs. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you want to comment on this recipe or got a question about it, give me a call. 818-301-5834. Now, guys, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. Okay? All lines will be open for you to call into the show and talk about whatever you want. Okay, tomorrow, Free Fall Friday. And then Monday, you have to join me on Monday because it's going to be a dynamite show. Now, Monday's show is going to be about the human body. How amazing is the human body? And we'll understand now, the man upstairs, if you ever sit down and think about it, the man upstairs created the human body. And if you think of how amazing your body is, how amazing the body is, that's what you'll say. How could we're not talking about a human being here, but how could someone create the human body? Okay? God is he's everything, and he created the human body. So we have to say how amazing that is. Have fingers that move and be able to pick up stuff. I'm going to talk about that on Monday, okay? We're going to talk about that on Monday. But tomorrow, Free Fall Friday, 10 o'clock, same place, same time, right here with me on the Frank Williams Show. 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Let's talk. So, excuse me, guys. So when you think about this recipe, B.B. King's recipe, it should be a nice weekend this weekend. Maybe you'll try the ribs. Maybe you'll try the barbecue ribs. I'm sure at some point this weekend, as nice as it should be, you guys will get out in your yard or what have you and do some barbecuing. I know that I am. You know, I try not to miss a weekend without cranking up my grill, okay? I love cooking on the grill. I love hanging out, you know, outdoors, doing outdoors things. But, you know, I do it year-round. I don't let the weather hold me down. I do it year-round. I mean, I've cooked in the rain before. I have my umbrella out here, and I'm cooking in the rain. That's how passionate I am about my grill. And again, like I said, I've won an award with my ribs. Only just one award. I've only won one time. I've only been in one contest and won one time. But that was significant enough for me. You know, I told them before we started, hey, don't you guys might as well bring the first place prize over here to me. This when I was cooking there. Well, everybody had to cook right there and everything. I told them, y'all may as well bring that first prize over here to me because these guys don't have a chance. All right? And lo and behold, after the judges finished their tasting, hey, mine were the best. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. 844. Thank you guys for listening in. I'm Frank. I'm over. I'm out. Have a great day, guys. Love you.
My time.